is our returning champion, Michael Bashelia from Plainsboro, New Jersey. Stand by to see Michael play for a personal computer valued at $4,295. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $22,928 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Hayes.
Hi, thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on Sale of the Century. Let us welcome back our champion, Michael Bashelia. Hi, Michael.
How you doing, Jim? How are you?
I'm doing fine. You won that championship, did very nicely, and now you're, let's see, you've got $90 in your bank account, and if you win with $85 more, you could have that computer, and that would be worth $4,295. So are you ready to go today?
Absolutely. I could really use that computer.
All right, good. Well, that's a nice prize. Good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. And it's on. Nice subtle top here.
Very.
Yes. Whom did you bring us in your subtlety?
This first contestant is an avid organic gardener from Los Angeles, California. Give a big hand to Nikki Minko.
Hi there, Nikki.
And this man is a stand-up comic originally from Wilmington, Delaware, helping welcoming Joel Berman.
Hello there, Joel.
Hi, Jim.
See you a little later with some bargains, over. Let's get acquainted with these people. Joel, you are a stand-up comic, it says. Are you really a stand-up comic?
Really, truly.
Are you, you've been on television doing it yet?
It's just some local cable things.
All right, well we wish you well here, and of course wish you well with your career. Maybe we'll see you some night on the Tonight Show, one of the shows like that, right? Good to have you here. That's right. That's what you're hoping for. Nikki, an avid organic gardener.
Well,
avid gardener.
Jim, it hasn't always been that way. I used to kill plants off right and left. It was really bad just by looking at them. But my husband managed to turn that into a green thumb. I don't know how he did it, but it's a lot of fun now.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying it. Nice to have you here. Hope you enjoy your stay here with us.
Let's get
all three of you started with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping. We'll start with this. Actually, we won't stop. We'll shop. We'll start with this for $5. Name the TV character who introduced himself by saying, Nanu Nanu. Joel.
Mork.
That was Mork of Mork and Mindy. $5 for the correct answer. Joel goes to $25. On what continent did Stanley finally find Livingston? Michael.
Africa.
I presume you're right. You got $5 from plus 5 to 25. What kind of bird is depicted on the great seal of the United States? Michael.
The eagle.
Eagle, bald eagle to be specific. Eagle acceptable. Michael goes into the lead. According to Franklin Roosevelt, what is the only thing, Joel?
Fear itself.
It's the only thing we have to fear. You're right. Good anticipation. Fear itself it is. And Joel ties Michael. Name the great baseball hero of yesteryear who was known by the nickname Jolton Joe. Michael.
DiMaggio.
DiMaggio it is, and Michael goes into the lead. Great time to go into the lead because when an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. Michael, you have a $5 lead over Joel. The option is yours. You can buy this.
Michael, now you can enjoy a barbecue, PDQ, with an outdoor grill. Enjoy the great charcoal flavor of barbecued foods with this portable gas grill. With a portable cart furnished by the fireplace shop, it's normally priced at $561. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Boy, I mean, they're bringing an atmosphere. You actually brought in a moth for atmosphere so you'd feel at home. I can see that thing flying around, and someone was like, I'm going to swallow it. I know. Great grill, though, Michael. The moth doesn't come with it. We'll cook the moth for you if you like. $561 for $5. You'd be in a tie with Joel if you'd care to have some other moths to go with it. I will give you, for any reason I can't think of, I'll give you $200 in cash. $761 bargain for $5, you'd be in a tie. Going once, going twice, and no sale. If you hadn't brought your moth, never mind. Oh, sure, let it go. Smart people over there. Back to business with this. Michael hangs on to the $5 lead. Name the American president whose brother Billy had a beer named, Michael?
Carter.
He had a beer named after him. Jimmy Carter it is. Carter it is. He's got another $5 going to 40. In what European capital would you find an area known as Piccadilly Circus? Michael.
London.
London it is. Michael hits the $45 mark and a $15 lead.
What's the nickname of Dr. Benjamin Franklin Pierce, Joel?
Dr. Spock.
on MASH, hello, Dr. Spock. No, Hawkeye. But listen, you might as well give it a try if you hit the buzzer. It's time now for the Fame Game. You lose $5 on that, Joel. Sorry about that. And the players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of wonderful things up there and money cards to be added to the score. We're looking for a famous person. A lot of information. Buzz in when you know. I am an American singer and actor born in 1915. I won first prize in a major Bose amateur contest. Joel.
Frank Sinatra.
You are right, with very limited information. Yeah. Joel, pick of the board. 9 numbers up there. You'll get what's behind the number you pick.
I like number 6, Jim.
And behind number 6, we have Cutlery. Cutco's complete 18-piece cutlery set featuring patented wedge lock handles, exclusive double D grind cutting edge. Quality American craftsmanship furnished by Alcaz Cutlery.
Hey, that's well over $500 worth of cutlery. That is a lot of cutlery. Yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Obviously, you are a great cook, Joel.
I am, actually, yes.
Okay, good. Thank you, Joel. We'll be right back after this. Our champion, Michael Buscella, needs $85 and the win for that computer he's been eyeing, and he's pretty close to that now. He's already up to 45. Of course, he's got to win. It's Michael at 45, Joel at 25, Nikki at 20. Back with us. In what country did Riesling and Moselle wines, Michael?
Germany.
That's where they came from. Germany it is. Michael hits the $50 mark. In the old song lyrics, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, you're asked to buy me, Nikki?
Peanuts and Cracker Jack.
You got them both, and you got your first 5 to 25. Yes. From what 4-syllable Latin word do we derive the common business abbreviation memo? Michael.
No idea.
If you think about it for a moment, memorandum or memoranda? Either one, that 4 syllables, memorandum. Michael loses 5, taking a backward step to 45. What 2 letters make up the chemical symbol for gold? Michael.
AU.
AU it is, as Michael just beats everyone on the buzzer, gets that $5 right back. Well, Michael, you didn't want to buy with a $5 lead. You have stretched your lead out now to $25. You are a businessman? Oh, Michael, take a look at this.
Michael, here's a little added protection for your home. The Innova Master System calls for help in 3 types of emergencies: smoke, personal emergency, or an attempted break-in. This emergency system is normally priced at $899. And today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $10.
Well, they're so small. I thought it was a dictaphone or something. That's why I said a businessman. No, this is a lot of good stuff, Michael.
Jim, we just bought a new house and... That is nice.
So this would be great for you.
Absolutely.
You know, you've got a $25 lead. It would only cost you $10. You would still have a $15 lead. Nikki and Joel are shaking their head. Yes, yes, yes.
Great idea.
You didn't buy
the
last...
Never trust your opponents.
Never trust your opponent. You can trust me, Michael. Pardon me while I move over for the lightning strikes. I'll give you $300 in cash with it. $800. Ooh, boy. If I had offered more, and God knows what would have happened. $899 worth of lovely equipment, $300 in cash, you would still have a $15 lead. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Now you can go, ooh, Michael, oh. We brought the Mormon Tabernacle Choir down here today, friends, and they're out at key. Michael, I thought you'd like that.
I don't know what stopped me.
What inability is held in common by birds named cassowary, ostrich? Michael.
They can't fly.
They also can't speak Latin. That's the other. That's right. That's what it is. Yeah. No inability to fly, you've added another 5. In the preamble, what's the very first word, Joel?
We.
It's in the U.S. Constitution. It sounds like the French Constitution, but you're right. We is exactly what it is. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. Joel at 30, now undisputed possession of second place. It's named for a French king. It's the largest city in Missouri. What is it? Joel.
St. Louis.
St. Louis. St. Louis. Yes, for Louis. St. Louis it is, and Joel goes to 35. Took a moment with that one. From the Latin word for appendage, this is an apartment or dwelling located on the roof of a building. Nikki?
Penthouse.
Penthouse is what it is. Nikki beats Michael in the buzzer, goes to 30. In what New Jersey city can you actually drive down all the streets found in a game of Monopoly, Joel?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City it is, and Joel goes to 40. $15 away from Michael. Got a couple of Monopoly tidbits for you. The longest game of Monopoly ever played in a moving elevator lasted 16 days. In a bathtub, the longest game was 99 hours. And listen to this one.
the longest anti-gravitational game of Monopoly. 36 hours on a ceiling. Strange. We'll be right back. Game's a lot closer. Michael at 55, but Joel snuck up there at 40, and Nikki not far behind at 30. There is a 5, 10, and now a $15 money card on the board. Second crack of the fame game. Looking for a famous place. I am a region described in the Bible, probably located somewhere in the Middle East. My name comes from a Sumerian word, Michael?
Eden.
Meaning plain, you are right. With very little information in the Garden of Eden, Eden and Michael. Nicely done. You get that pick of the board.
One tends to be pretty lucky. Let's try that.
And behind number one, we have $5.
$5 money card. Every one of those dollars, we add that to Michael's score, and he stretches his lead out now to a $20 lead over Joel. All three players in this for five. The last king of this African nation was King Farouk. Michael?
Egypt.
Egypt is exactly what it is. Yes, it's in Africa. You go to 65. The psychiatric term for excessive self-love takes its name, Joel?
Narcissism
is all the... We'll get it right, Joel. Boy, sure led me into a trap there. You're right for another five, Joel. Narcissism it's called, of course. What city serves as the capital of Idaho? Michael?
Boise.
Boise, Idaho it is, and Michael hits the $70 mark. Yes. Michael, $25 lead again. You haven't wanted to buy up to now.
It was too close.
Think of it being far away now, Michael, as you think about this.
Michael, we're betting you'll have a great time on your trip to fabulous Las Vegas. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for a 6-night, 7-day stay at the California Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Enjoy entertainment featured in the Redwood Bar and Grill, excellent food in the Market Street Cafe, furnished by the California Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. This glittering vacation is normally priced at $1,556. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Great vacation to Las Vegas, Michael. Oh, $1,556 vacation costs you $15.
Could be a very expensive trip.
It could, but it could be a great one. You've got a $25 lead. You buy that for $15, you still have a $10 lead. But you've got a trip to vacation in Vegas, and I wouldn't recommend that you gamble there. But I'll tell you what I'll do on your behalf, Michael. I'll make it over $2,000 worth of vacation because I'll put $500 on the line for you. $15 is all it would cost. Going once, going twice, and no sales. Michael, crapped out. We'll be right back. Michelle didn't want to buy, so he hangs on to the lead. He's a little wary, but he's got a $25 lead over Joel and a $40 lead over Nikki. Let's get back with this. In the Bible, the letters written by the apostles are known by the term... Michael?
The epistles.
The epistles is exactly what it is. Michael goes to 75. What sea is the saltiest natural lake? Michael?
The Red Sea.
Ooh, also the lowest elevation on Earth. That is the Dead Sea. Dead Sea, yes. Michael loses five now, back down to 70. Name the title character in Shakespeare whose last words were, "Thus with a kiss I die." Nikki.
King Lear?
No. Who? No. No, King Lear didn't kiss anybody. He just died. Romeo.
Oh, of course.
Romeo. Romeo died with a kiss. You lose five on that. Sorry about that. But you can make it up right now because somewhere on that board with the third and final crack of the fame game is a big $25 money card. We're looking for a famous person. I am a king. Born around 400 A.D., I united a Mongolian tribe that invaded the Roman Empire. Michael, taking a chance.
Attila the Hun.
You are right. And again, with limited information, Michael is equal to it with the fame game. You've got the pick of the board.
Let's try four.
And behind number four, we have a recliner. Lazy Boy's recliner rocker chair. You may enjoy quality and comfort as you rock, recline, or relax. Furnished by Lazy Boy.
Well, it's worth $449. You don't want to buy anything. You got a nice prize anyway. Where were the big money cards?
Behind the number two, the number five, and the number seven.
Well, we finish up the game now with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Michael at $70, Joel at $45, Nikki at $25. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, the ancient title of pharaoh was given to the kings of what country? Joel.
Egypt.
Right. In what type of mollusk would you find a pearl? Michael.
Oyster.
Right. In the summer of 84, name the athlete who matched the Olympic record of Jesse Owens. Michael.
Carl Lewis.
Right. On the third Sunday of what month do we celebrate Father's Day? Nikki.
June.
Right. How many deadly sins are there? Joel.
Seven.
Right. What country has produced the majority of world chess champions? Michael.
Russia.
Right. The naval battle at Midway Island was a major turning point.
World War II.
Right. Back in 1969, where could you have found the famous Tranquility Base? Michael.
The moon.
Right. What astrological sign is known as the water bearer? Michael.
Aquarius.
Right. Name the state where you'd find Everglades National Park. Michael.
Florida.
Right. Who was president of the Confederate States? Michael.
Jefferson Davis.
Right. Before it gained independence, Algeria was a colony of... Michael?
France.
Right. Name the author of Tropic of Cancer. Michael?
Miller.
Right. What great Indian tribe was led... But time is up, and Michael with a big win in the great speed round. Congratulations to Michael. Well done. Michael, you relax there for just a moment. We'll be back to the champion. But first of all, we have to say goodbye to the challengers. And Joel, you've got that cutlery, and with the cash in front of you, you are around the $600 mark in cash and prizes. And our thanks. Good luck with your theatrical ambition. And Nikki didn't pick up anything along the way. We have some nice parting gifts and the cash in front of you. Hope you had a good time.
Thank you. I had a wonderful time.
Good. Thank you for joining us. But it is Michael Bishelia who joins me up there. Come on, let's go shopping, Michael. You did very, very well with those tough questions. And now, taking your total from before and adding the $115 to it, you are up to $205 in your bank account. I know you've been liking this, so take a good look. You can easily afford to buy this.
If you're headed for the boardroom, take along this sensational computer. Work with numbers, words, or even pictures. Designed to fit on your desk with second disk drive and printer from Computer Showcase. And this prize, normally priced at $4,295, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Just $175, you can easily afford that. I see somebody's been eating the props again. Michael, you like that?
Very, very nice.
Well, you have enough money to afford that. However, you are also very close. You know, if you win again with another $55, you can instead have this.
Stay neck and neck with elegance with this lovely necklace. Beautiful hand-carved coral surrounded by sparkling pave diamonds on a classic pearl choker. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. And this necklace, normally priced at $6,000, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Just $260, and you are so close to it. You got $205 right. Do you like that?
My wife would go crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, your wife would look lovely in that. Dara certainly looks lovely in that. Let me show you, we have a lot of wonderful things now as we change all of our prizes. We always have a nice car. Get to $530. You might enjoy this.
Drive one of the classics, the Audi 5000S. Featuring aerodynamic and mechanical design achievements for comfort, performance, and economy in a luxury automobile. Furnished by Allen Porsche Audi Limited. This fantastic car, normally priced at $22,928. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
Very nice, very nice. $640 you get to every prize we've got on the stage. And if you get to $750, and it's been done a couple of times, we'll give you every prize we've got, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $69,000.
And that is a total of $127,919 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But Michael, that's a ways away. Right now you stand with $205 in your bank account. You give me $175 and you will leave with that beautiful computer and everything else you've picked up along the way, or you can take the risk that you could continue to win. You think about it. We'll get your answer right after this. Michael was just telling me he should have taken that home alarm system, but he didn't have the confidence. They were so fast. Well, now, do you have the confidence that you can win again with that necklace next, or are you going to take that computer system and leave us with everything else you've picked up? Michael, what's it going to be?
Well, the computer makes a lot of sense, but I think my wife would definitely like to have a shot at that necklace, so I think I'm going to come back.
You're going
to
come back. All right, we'll put the $205 in the bank. You'll have another $1,000. That cash jackpot is growing. It's up to $70,000 in cash, and Michael will meet two new challengers. He might get himself a beautiful necklace on our next show, but he's got to win again. That's always the risk you take on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Good luck.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.